Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on
Brangelabel.com.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Wheelbarrow.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
Sup?
And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Happy spring break to everyone.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have one hell of a program for you. So much, Travis, to discuss.
It's for all the spring breakers out there.
Later on, we are going to be closing out Stunt Month.
Stunt Month.
Our What's in Drunk's Mouth segment is coming back, and it is spring-themed.
Yay.
Hooray!
The What's in Drunk's Mouth will have a theme this time. I don't know, do we usually do themes?
Not really, no.
I thought that it would be kind of festive, you know, the kids are out on spring break. Well, let's have a theme.
I think if you're really reaching, you could find a theme between, like, the paperweight and the mouse trap or whatever the hell has been put in his mouth over the years.
So that could be the new challenge, is to find themes in the items.
Well, isn't that like a radio station thing? They play, like, three songs that don't seem like they have anything to do with each other, and you're supposed to call it and give them the theme?
I'll tell you what the theme of most of them is. It's the stuff that's at the dollar store.
Yay.
What is cheap?
Guys, at the beginning of the show, that clip you heard of the guy saying thanks Wheelbarrow, that was a whole campaign that a company called Temper Tools put out in a effort to save the Wheelbarrow piece from Monopoly.
Oh, good for them for fighting for what's really right in the world.
Well, a Wheelbarrow is one of their top products, and they were sticking up for it. You know, they saw that there was a vote out there. I heard about this late, Travis. Did you know about the vote?
I didn't know about the vote. I think I saw some meme on Facebook that said, these three pieces out, these three pieces in.
Yeah, I think, like, now you can be a dinosaur or something.
That seems unfair. Somebody gets to be a top hat and some other asshole gets to be a dinosaur.
But this company, they saw that the Wheelbarrow was losing in its battle to stay in the Monopoly game. And so they put out videos to try to get a grassroots movement going to save it. And I'll tell you what, they fucked up because they should have contacted us.
Yeah, we would have jumped right on that bandwagon.
The damn WFOD bump isn't taken seriously, Travis. I feel like it's underutilized.
It certainly seems that way.
So here we are. We're in a Wheelbarrow in Monopoly-less world.
See, though, I'm of the mind that you should choose your own pieces from around the house anyway. Get a candlestick, get a G.I. Joe, whatever the hell you want to be on the Monopoly board. That's kind of the point of the game is, you know, reach for success, and you can't reach for success unless you be yourself. And if you want to be a Ninja Turtle head or a little nunchuck, you should be able to be that.
You should be able to be whatever you want to be in this goddamn crazy world we're living in, man. Let me tell you. You know what I wanted to be? Cool.
Did it ever happen?
Didn't. Never happened. never was cool. And I was never the wheelbarrow. I was always the dog. The dog's still around, though. I ain't getting rid of the dog. That's man's best friend.
I think I was the shoe. Like the shoe.
A shoe might be gone.
Oh, no.
But I think they've done this before. I think this isn't the first time that they've done this.
Nope. Probably a bunch.
They're trying to shake things up is what they're doing. I get it.
As long as they don't go too crazy on the board. Have you seen Candyland lately?
Nope.
It doesn't look anything like the Candyland we grew up with the mud bog and the princess.
It wasn't mud, though. It was chocolate, right? Chocolate?
Yeah, it's like swampy or whatever.
Which, let me tell you, if you fell in a big thing of melted chocolate, not all that bad.
The board is super confusing, though, because it used to be made for children. It was like just like giant red and yellow and orange and purple blocks, and there was a couple of pictures on the board until you got to the end. Now it's a confusing rash of colors and pictures.
You're saying Candyland got a gritty reboot?
It got a gritty reboot. Exactly. It's a sign of our times. It's the Batman versus Superman of board games.
Get killed by like a Werther's original out for revenge.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. You killed my mother, Werther Senior. I don't know how that works, but you shake these things up and then people don't know what they used to be. You look at M&Ms. Do you remember when there wasn't a blue M&M in the bag of M&Ms?
Yes.
No. You do? Well, you do, of course, but...
They added blue to everything. That was a big thing in, like, the late 90s, early aughts, Travis, as they started adding blue to everything. They added blue to the Jolly Ranchers.
I do love a blue raspberry Jolly Rancher.
I feel like there was some dickhead who had a whole bunch of blue candy dye laying around that he couldn't get rid of, and Mars got a good deal on it, and here we are.
Hey, Bill, this is John over in R&D. We got a surplus of blue number 3. We're going to have to start plugging that into everything we make.
Big Candy didn't think we'd notice. But here we are, breaking down the walls. And we're bringing you guys the news. I mean, we're living in a wheelbarrow-less world.
Full of
all
five.
Bets are off. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Travis, when Napier got here today, he showed me his cool new haircut.
Napier got a cool new haircut?
Yeah, Napier got his ears lowered. He showed it off. He's not happy with it, though. Napier was disappointed in his haircut.
Word.
Did he do it himself?
Nope. Paid for it. Even tipped the lady. She did exactly what she was told to do.
Did your wife pick out your haircut?
Yes.
She had something in mind. She had something that she thought would look good on you, and you don't care.
Well, so. I thought I didn't.
So what happened? What happened? Tell me this story. Because you sent us a message the other day, and you've been hyping it all week. I've been waiting with bated breath to see what Napier would walk in here, what monstrosity. And I mean, it's not that bad, Travis. It looks like they gave him like a number 4 or something.
Oh, so it doesn't live up to the hype is what you're saying.
No, I thought that they buzzed him. I thought he got buzzed.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking it was a complete train wreck.
No, I mean, it's short. It's a short haircut. He's got like the kind of haircut that like retired generals have, you know?
Like flat top?
They're not doing buzz cuts. They're not doing flat tops anymore. They don't give that shit, but they're still going to keep it short. You know what I mean? Maybe retired generals isn't the right thing to call it.
As soon as you say that, all I pictured is like super short on the sides and just like a flat top, like a really low flat top.
It's a flat top without the top being flat. It's rounded.
It's the hair that an old bachelor that only drives to the grocery store to get like three things of Hungry Man microwave meals and a couple of... This is Campbell's soups. Not like the regular Campbell's soups. I'm talking like the bigger ones.
Like the Chunkies?
Yeah, like the Chunkies. Your Chunkies.
Like a meal.
Yeah. They don't have a lot of flavor, but they got like a bunch of like fiber or something that people need so that they can shit better.
I look like a man that's dead inside from like a long marriage and a bunch of kids. That's what it looks like.
That was before the haircut, though.
Yeah, that was before
the
haircut.
So you went to a Great Clips.
Sport Clips, I think it is.
Oh, so you go to Sports Clips, and they let you watch sports. But there's never good sports. I watched WNBA when I went there, and it's like, there's got to be something better than WNBA on.
Do you have anything with men playing?
Yeah, or golf. It's like, you either go during the day, and there's no good sports. I think that, you know, if you went there at like 8 o'clock, they'd still have shitty sports on.
No, they had NHL Network on when I went there.
Did you request it?
No, it was just on.
Oh, I need to find that Sports Clips, I guess, because every time I've ever gone there, there's been bad sports.
It's a fucking haircut place that offers you massages.
Did you get the massage?
Fuck no, because I'm not a creeper.
Right? I don't think anybody has ever gotten the massage. I think just say that they have it.
No, somebody was getting one.
Really?
Yeah. Old fucking creeper dude. Had to be in his 50s. The broad rubbing on him was probably in her mid-20s.
See, I would imagine that it's a very rare profession to be both a licensed massage therapist and a hair cutter. I mean, you got to go to school for both, right?
No, this old dude just won.
I guarantee you Sports Clips is not offering you licensed masseuses.
No, this old dude just wanted this 26-year-old to rub all over his nasty, hairy back.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't want a good job. I just want to get touched.
When you get hired at Sports Clips, they like show you like a 10-minute promotional training video on the massages that you'll have. And that's how you're registered as a masseuse at Sports Clips.
And the thing that they use to, like, rub on you, like the little vibrate-y massager thing, looks like something women use on their privates. So, like, they're probably in the orientation, like, hey, yeah, you probably already got one of these at home. So, you know, just use it on you.
That's actually kind of amazing. And I would think about that the whole time I was getting a massage with that thing.
So, I didn't notice Napier's hair at first because he was wearing a hat. But I did notice his wife's haircut.
And she gets general too?
Well, they told me that she was bummed out that Napier didn't like his haircut, so she gave herself a haircut out of solidarity for Napier having a bad haircut.
Oh, no, that's not how that works.
No, it's not.
Yeah, she...
Because now you have to be ashamed of your own haircut.
she went in the bathroom and she got out Napier's beard trimmers and she gave herself a haircut so that Napier wouldn't feel so bad about his haircut.
And I was so fucking stupid, I thought she was like brushing her teeth for 30 minutes.
Because all you're once that's what a woman's doing in the bathroom.
And she said, "See, I got a haircut too."
Like, no, that doesn't put hair on my head. Oh, God, the fucking broad that cut my hair, when she was done, she saw the look of horror on my goddamn face. She's like, that's way shorter than what you were thinking, isn't it? I'm like, yeah, it is. And she said, oh, I'm sorry about that. Would you like some free leave-in conditioner for your hair? And I looked at her, I was like, for the hair on the floor? Because there's nothing on my fucking head. I didn't say that. That was the first thing through my mind. And I was like, no, I'm going.
See, I get a leave-in conditioner now for anti-frizz.
I don't think that's doing anything for me.
Because my hair poofs.
Yeah, also not going to be poofy on me.
So I just put one little squirt in there to try to keep it from getting all poofed.
Why don't you just use conditioner when you shower?
I mean, I do. No, I don't.
Don't you get the two-in-ones?
No, I just get, like, one-in-one.
They're the same price. You could get two for one.
Laura's got, like, 10 different conditioners in our shower.
Mm-hmm.
We have like, 30 hair care products in our shower at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, she just doesn't like some of them. And then she doesn't want to throw it away because we paid for it.
Yeah.
But then she picks a different one and puts that in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a whole bunch. So, yeah, I use conditioners. Like, if I notice it's been in there for a while, I'll start to kind of dwindle it down to, you know, just kind of fight off some of the conditioners in the shower.
I always get kind of excited when there's a new one that pops up in my shower because my wife is the same way. And I think it's been a while, but the most recent one that popped up in my shower, it was two strange-looking bottles. One was a shampoo and one was a conditioner. And they were squid ink shampoo and
conditioner. Oh, no, don't do that.
And you pour the damn, you shoot, because I was so curious, because the bottle makes it look like the contents is black. It's not a lie. It is absolutely as black as can be. You squirt that shit into your hand and it's so black. It's very exciting for me.
It sounds pretty, pretty intense, man.
I can't wait till I can use conditioner again. That's going to be so boss. I'm just going to put that shit in my hair and be like, yeah, you have a purpose today.
But that's not all, Travis. I was also handed a invitation for a baby shower. I'm excited to report, Travis, that the baby shower is located at the same dog park that they got married at.
The rates are really good. We already know the lay of the land there.
It's also where Napier's funeral will be held.
One day, when Napier dies, we will bury him in the dog park right by the septic tank that they clean out on Mondays.
Hey, you don't know. That septic tank saved me. Okay? That was my bro that day. I wanted to leave.
That was when the party was over?
The party was well over. I wanted to fucking leave. And this dude with his shit, like, sucker... Like he was like going around the park, waiting for us to leave. Finally just said, fuck it.
That is a lesson that we learned at the Napier wedding. When you want a party to end, start cleaning out septic tanks. Mm-hmm.
But this time, if I see him, I'm going to give him $50 to come back sooner.
Well, see, but this time they scheduled it on a Saturday. So I imagine that things will be heating up a little bit on a Saturday. You know, it might have a little bit better turnout. See, because
when
they got married, they got married on a very unconventional day, Travis. So see, they got married at 10 o'clock a.m. on a Monday in a dog park. There wasn't a whole lot of traffic. You know, it was pretty much just us.
Isn't that great?
Had the whole park to ourselves. But on a Saturday, you might have people playing Frisbee and stuff, you know.
You know, people with their kids coming to the park to play in the park?
Yeah, or walking their dogs, you know, in the dog park.
Where they shit?
Is it going to be at the same pavilion?
No, I don't think so, no.
Oh, I got to find a different pavilion somewhere else?
Yeah, it's probably just going to be adjacent to it.
Okay. I feel like we're gonna get through this, though. This is going to be fun. This is going to be good times. Oh, Travis is going to come via Skype.
Yay.
We're just going to bring Travis my phone. I'm going to make sure it's fully charged so that I can Skype Travis, and he can just sit at the picnic table with us. And is there going to be party games? Are we going to, like, pin the diaper on the baby or something?
Oh, you got to do the candy bar in the diaper thing where you melt the candy bar in the diaper.
Oh, because it's like shit.
Yeah, it's like shit.
Do you eat the candy bar? Or do you throw the candy bar away?
You gotta guess what kind of candy bar it was.
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, that sounds fun, though.
No, it doesn't.
I bet the whole gang will enjoy that. Me and Drunk can compete in the eating the fake shit out of the diaper game.
Mike, I want you to do me a favor. Now, I know this is going to sound unconventional and weird and stupid, but I really don't like my mother-in-law inviting my friends to stuff, especially without my consent. So what I want you to do is I'm going to give you a signal, and you're going to come over to my wife while she's talking to her mother-in-law. I want you to take a big sniff like that and just let her know how pregnant she smells. You got to. Just tell her how pregnant she smells.
So this invite isn't from you?
No, it's not from me.
You're not inviting me to the party?
I didn't invite anybody to the party.
Dudes don't even go to baby showers.
It's a baby shower. Why are dudes going to this? I don't understand. This doesn't make any sense to me because I'm a dude. And I'm not... Why am I going to this? It's a baby shower.
So it upsets you that I was invited? Do you want me to not go?
No, I'm just confused about why...
No, I mean, I want to be with you, Napier. I want to show solidarity. I want to do the baby shower equivalent to, like, giving myself a haircut.
What I'm doing is I'm going to this thing, and I'm going to barbecue a shit ton of pork steaks, not look at anybody directly in the eye, and when anybody says, oh, congratulations, yes, my penis does work, you're welcome.
Can you imagine Drunk at a baby shower?
Oh, God, now he's got to come.
If I could go, like, as a document, I guess I have to go just so that I can report back my findings, right? I mean, I feel like I owe it to our listeners to bring back the story of the Napier baby shower.
Oh well, you have to.
Yeah, it's not something that I can skip. I don't think.
Did you know I didn't know Drunk's first name for the first 15 years I knew him?
I think most people don't know it.
Nope.
Drunk's name is Ryan.
Oh, I think he doesn't like that when you tell him.
Yeah, he doesn't like that name. That's why he's known as Drunk.
No, I don't think Drunk particularly likes being named Drunk. He just is called that.
He's never corrected me.
That's what everybody calls him. But Drunk's name is Ryan.
That's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
That's not really a nickname you give a Ryan.
In the chat room, everybody's asking who's pregnant. I don't know how you couldn't...
Could you infer?
Are you guys fools?
So, Mike...
Do you feel like they're not even really listening, Napier? It's like they heard baby shower and they're like, oh, somebody must be pregnant. And then like they tuned back out and started watching Shark Tank or whatever's on the television.
I'm pretty sure people just come into the chat to talk to each other. I don't think they're listening.
I'm getting into the Shark Tank now. I keep watching episodes of Shark Tank. You said you were into the Iron Fist.
Yeah, it's really dumb, but I like it.
Why do you like it if it's dumb?
Because it the way that it's dumb.
Travis, are you watching Iron Fist?
I'm done. I finished it last week, I think.
Is Iron Fist just, like, shitty Batman?
No, he is a white dude who got stranded in these mystical mountains who was rescued by monks, raised by monks to be
okay,
Iron
Fist.
Okay,
so this is Batman Begins so far.
No, Bruce Wayne went there on purpose.
Yeah, he went there to train. This dude just, happenstanced.
Yeah, this guy's plane crashed, his whole family died, so he had to be raised from a child by monks, and then he was raised to be the protector of the monastery, and to harness the Iron Fist.
So the difference between Batman and Iron Fist is that Batman went there to learn how to be Batman, and Iron Fist just ended up there on accident to become Iron Fist.
Well, yeah, and Batman's way more well-rounded, because he didn't just go and learn from monks, he learned... from all sorts of different people to be the Batman and Iron Fist.
He learned from the ancient ninja warrior Liam Neeson how to do ninja stuff. You want to talk about cultural appropriation? How about getting your kung fu master to be Liam Neeson?
Totally believable after Taken.
So it's silly. I haven't watched it.
Okay,
yet. I didn't watch.
There's a part in the series, and I'm not going to – it's not a huge spoiler or anything. So they go to China. They're like, we have to go to China. We have to do the thing. And so they go to China. They kidnap somebody.
Oh, I thought the same thing, Napier.
And then they're just back in America. Like, how the fuck did you get to China? It doesn't – like, there's no continuity. Like, how long did it take you to get to China? It took them, like, an hour of showtime to get to China, beat up an old woman – retrieve her from China with no questions asked from anybody, and then they're just back in their house with an old woman tied up like they went down the street.
Well, you got to remember, though, they did take a private jet to go to China.
Like, how do you get her on the private jet with nobody saying or doing anything?
Are they faster, the private jets?
Well, I mean, you don't have to wait for, like, the TSA to check you in and shit, I think. You just go to your airport, and you jump on your private jet, and you take off.
I mean, do they, like, fly super fast, though?
I might fly a little faster, because they're not carrying hundreds of people. It's just, you know, like big enough, like, 20 people.
One guy who's got to punch somebody in the face and get back to work the next day.
We got to get this guy to China to punch somebody in the face. And then once he punches him in the face, we got to toss him and the person he punched in the face back on the jet. And get him back where he came from. It's a timetable. You got to get him there.
Yeah, and nobody asked any questions. Not the pilot, not the co-pilot, not the people that worked at the airport. Just saw a dude drag an old woman onto a plane bound with duct tape and said, yeah, fine, whatever, it's China, who gives a shit? And then they just land in America.
March her back through the streets of Manhattan to take him back to that dojo. Like, I thought the same thing. I'm like, how'd they just get this chick? Bound and gagger and get her right back where they needed to go. Like you said, no questions asked, easy as pie.
It's like they abducted a woman from her house, like right next door, like from their base of operations. But the woman's house is in China, and they're in New York. And nobody said anything to anybody as they're dragging this 100-year-old woman around the city.
Then again, though, Napier, you have to remember this is the same show where the main business that Danny Rand still has a stake in ownership
of. Is Danny Rand the Iron Fist?
Yes.
Iron Fist, yes.
Okay, please call him Iron Fist.
There is a floor in that building that nobody knew existed for all of the years of its existence. There, you have to use a special key, and it's not like the basement, and it's not like the penthouse. It's like a middle floor that the elevator only stops at if you have a key. But nobody knew it for decades.
Wouldn't you, like, count the windows or something?
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, that shit doesn't add up.
Just pretend that's the 13th floor.
I mean, I'm sure that building has changed hands at some point or another, and, you know, some kind of inspector would have had to do some kind of something or other and been like, ah, you know, these measurements, they don't add up. I bet there's a secret floor.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. You would think like an inspector would come by, like a fire code inspector.
There's one more floor.
Colonel De Beers in the chat says maybe he killed all the airport workers with his iron fist off screen.
No, fist powers are bitch.
Yeah, like, his iron fist powers I don't think were working at the time.
Yeah, he can literally punch one thing once an episode.
If you're lucky.
He's got to like charge it?
Yeah, he's got to charge his iron fist.
He charges his iron fist for like 48 minutes, and then he gets that one good punch in there when he needs it.
Yeah, but half the time
it's like in Mike Tyson's Punch Out. Like once you've dodged enough, you get that one good uppercut.
So in the series, this old woman like fucking Jedi mind tricks the fucking iron fist, and then like fucking Jedi. She does like the Jedi push or the Sith push or whatever you want to call it.
One time.
Yeah. So she magics him, this 200-pound dude, magics him like through a fucking wall with her mind powers.
Right.
Can never do that again. It's never brought up that she can do that.
Like, she did it like the first time they met. Like she was pissed and she's like, get the fuck away from me, Danny Rand. And she just
I'd like to point out to our listeners that these two people talking about this show both started off the conversation saying they really liked it.
I do like it. I just don't – some of it doesn't make any sense. Like this woman is a Jedi, does it once, and then for fucking ever, she's a frail old woman that gets the shit kicked out of her at every other opportunity.
Lisa suggests that the guy charges his iron fist just to jerk off with it. First of all, you probably want to save your iron fist, you know, in case you're going to need it to punch something. But also, hurt your dick.
Yeah, you probably rip your dick off.
You
got
to be tender with your dick. I'm not a iron fist on my dick kind of guy. I don't think I'm a
no.
I'm a gentle dick handler.
So in one of the scenes, like there's like a raiding party to try to kick his ass, and he charges his iron fist power to beat up these dudes. And the one thing he punches is like a dude's gun, and the gun shatters. And then he just like kicks the shit out of him regular style. Like there's no more iron fist. Like he used his one shot to punch a gun.
Instead of punching holes through each and every one of the dudes in there.
What did you like about the show?
Oh, it's very endearing.
Yeah, it's fun. And I like Danny Rand. The guy that plays Danny Rand is from Game
white,
of Thrones.
But he's white, Travis.
That was the point.
He's supposed to be. That's the basis of the character. He was a white guy that is fish out of water story. But he's the... in Game of Thrones, he was that one gal, Natalie Dormer's brother or some shit that ended up getting dead.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
And now he's the Iron Fist.
He's Iron Fist, yep. He was a little bit effeminate in Game of Thrones, and now he's the guy that wields the power of the Iron Fist.
When do you think we're going to hit that point in all the superhero shit when it's gone too far?
Never.
I mean, there's so many superhero TV shows now. I love superhero stuff. I like going. I go and see all the superhero movies, even the superheroes I don't like. I go see their movies. But at some point it's going to be too much, right? I'm excited about Legion, but I can't keep up with all the shows. Some stuff falls by the wayside.
Well,
I watch two Legions. I want to watch the rest of the Legions, but there's just too much stuff.
Well, you're in for a treat, Mike, because soon Netflix is going to take Daredevil and Jessica Jones and Luke Cage and Iron Fist, and they're going to combine them into one TV show called, like, The Defenders or some bullshit.
Yeah.
So you got the Daredevil, who's, like, really into S&M and has his fuckboy outfit. You got Jessica Jones, who's a manic depressive, I don't know, detective, who all she does is drink.
She was the bee in Apartment 23.
Yeah, she just drinks. Like, her superpower is like a really good liver. And then there's Luke Cage, who can get shot a lot, which is good for a black dude. And then you have the ninja warrior monk white guy, who literally, his superpower is the most useless fucking thing since Aquaman.
The dude, he can punch you once.
Yeah, he's One Punch Man if One Punch Man was fucking worthless.
I just imagine, like, the Defenders and the Iron Fist runs up and punches the guy once, and he's like, all right, guys, I'm going to go get a drink.
call me later.
I mean, I'm pretty much useless now.
He's like the one pump chump of fucking superheroes. He just puts it in a broad, drains under her, and then leaves.
And, I mean, that sounds all well and good. I'll probably watch The Defenders. It sounds like a destination media event. But do I have to watch all these other shows?
I'm not.
Am I going to have to watch Luke Cage? I looked at Luke Cage, and I just thought, I don't know if I give enough of a shit about Luke Cage.
It's supposed to be a good series, like the first part. I heard the second part's not very good.
It ends really, the ending is shitty. So if you don't need any kind of cool climax and resolution, it's a really good show. But the way that it ends is just like, suck my dick.
I heard Jessica Jones was good. People really like the Jessica Jones. I really like when Daredevil gets the shit kicked out of him so much he gets boners. That's kind of weird. But I mean, he's Daredevil, so whatever floats his boat.
We ask about superheroes like jumping the shark and if we're ever going to be done with them. I don't think so, because if that was going to happen, it would happen now. I just watched today the most recent episode of The Flash, and it was a crossover with Supergirl, and it was a musical episode.
Oh, boy.
I'm a fan of musicals. I enjoy them, but I could see how it would not be enjoyable for a good chunk of the population who watches that show. But it was a straight-up musical. They both get teleported into, like, the 20s at, like, a speakeasy, and they are forced to perform a musical in order to get out of this, like, weird trap. I really enjoyed it, but...
I was waiting for that. Like, I knew it was coming. I knew that Travis was going to bitch about something for 5 minutes and then say he liked it. All right, guys, let's take a break. Drunk's not here yet. I don't know where the fuck Drunk is, but
gets me a little worried every time we do Once in Drunk's Mouth and he's not here before the break.
Well, I mean, if he doesn't show up, he doesn't show up, but he'll show up. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Thanks for being with us, guys.
Well, I've been waiting for this game all year.
Yeah, me too. Hey, Jeff, where's the salsa?
Oh, no bowls. But I've got just the thing.
We are back to enjoy a night like this. Final score, Penn State 17 and Ohio State 10.
Thanks, Wheelbarrow!
Save the Wheelbarrow!
For everything it does for you, save the Wheelbarrow. Vote now.
Watch it! I was born in a crossfire hurricane, and I howled at my ma in the driving rain, but it's all right now. I backed this gas, but it's all right. I'm jumping Jack Flash. It's a gas, gas, gas. I was raised by a toothless, bearded hag. I was schooled with a strap right across my back. But it's all right. Now, in fact, it's gas. But it's all right. Jumpin' Jack Flash. It's gas, gas, gas. Oh, oh. Washed up and left for dead. Bow down to my feet, and I saw the blood. Yeah, yeah, drowned at the crumbs across the bread. Yeah, I was drowned with a spike right through my head. Yeah, but it's all right. Now, in fact, it's gas, but it's all right. I'm jumping Jack Flash. It's a gas, gas, gas. Jumping Jack Flash. It's a 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 gas. Jumpin' Jack Flash. It's a gas.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Making $317 million with a 67% Metacritic. Beauty and the Beast put up 206 points. I don't want to talk about it.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Drunk is here. Hi, Drunk.
Hi, Drunk.
Poor guy. Are you okay?
I'm a little flastered.
You're flastered?
Flabbergasted.
Drunk.
Flabbergasted. What happened?
Been a long day?
Sir.
You okay?
I'm good. I made it.
Did you want to put things in your mouth for views?
Sure, yeah.
It is the finale of Stunt Month, Drunk.
Bum ba da bum.
What's in Drunk's mouth has a spring theme
Spring theme, huh? Thank you.
Travis?
Spring has sprung.
Travis Drunk is here.
It's the dance under the sea.
Hi, Drunk, Travis.
Have you ever hey, watched that, that pro bull riding?
No.
Never watched the pro bull riding?
I do not.
You know, that job, you know, if you did really good, like if you
are the
mastered
superstar bull rider,
the bull riding, I think you have to last like 13 seconds.
Yeah.
Like if you're a kick-ass bull rider, you can stay on that thing for 13 seconds.
Okay.
How much do you get paid?
I thought it was 8.
Yeah, that was the Luke Perry movie. Wasn't it 8 seconds?
Oh, is it only 8 seconds?
Yeah,
I think it's 8 seconds.
That's even dumber. And when you go to one of those bull riding events, you go and you watch a guy try to stay on a bull for 8 seconds, and then he runs away. And then,
Wait. You're skipping a pretty big part of bull riding. It's not he rides it and then runs away. He rides that bull and gets thrown violently to the ground, and most of the time kicked in the fucking head while he's in the air. And then the clowns have to stop the bull from impaling him while he's on the ground, and then he tries to run away while he's obviously concussed.
So what I'm saying is there's a lot of downtime between
I do believe in that sport the animals are more famous than the actual riders.
Well, yeah, the animals aren't the ones getting killed.
Drunk, quick, name me 5 of the bulls in professional bull riding.
Couldn't tell you.
There's probably one named El Toro.
Then one named Del Toro.
Demolisher.
Demolisher is definitely a bull name.
Yeah.
I bet there's one just like named Buck.
Or Huevos del Diablo.
Vlad the Impaler.
Oh yeah, that's we named all the bulls.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we did it.
So Drunk, I mean I hate to just, you know, have you show up and start sticking stuff in your mouth, but I mean, you know,
it's the time.
It's time to put stuff in your mouth.
You got a blindfold for me?
See, I'm not prepared. No, I have all the items. Okay. But I don't know where the blindfold is.
Mm. Napier, take off your underwear.
Do you have a kerchief or something?
Did you just say kerchief?
Yeah, a kerchief.
I'm almost positive the only time I've ever heard that was in the Night Before Christmas story.
What are those things that they used to put on their necks in the Boy Scouts? You got one of those?
You got an ascot?
Do you have a binding rag?
Maybe just a t-shirt?
Talking about downtime and bull riding, Jesus.
There's no time to waste. Drunk's heartbeat quickens. Despite his gentle reputation, he is also a hard man. Compassionate, loving, funny, strong, and handsome.
So let's put things in his mouth.
What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth? What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth?
Alex, you're really looking for this blindfold. It's not going too well.
I think he's... Take your shirt off.
I was about to ask. I believe he's in with the light screens, ain't it? So can I open this, or is this for Epic Show?
Oh, no, you can open it.
Sweet dream. That's where it should be tied anyway, is to the mic stand, like a Steven Tyler bandana.
All right, blindfold is going on now. Right, meow.
Is it on?
It is on. Oh, wait, are we periscoping this or something?
No.
You're not videoing it
all? I'm done with fucking Periscope, Drunk.
In the chat,
we got Thunder, the Brahma Bull, the Chicago Bull. Dozer, the Bull Shannon, Rags Soaked in Ether. I don't think that's a bull name.
No.
I think they've moved on to a new topic.
I think that's a, I think people call those rape rags.
The name of the game, basically, guys, we're going to blindfold Drunk. We're going to put items in his mouth. Drunk has to identify the item without being able to see the item or touch the item.
Except for with his mouth.
Except for with his mouth. And as stated before, this version of What's in Drunk's Mouth is spring-themed.
Yay!
Because we're coming up on spring, Napier.
How many we got today?
Three items will be going in your mouth, Drunk.
Okay.
I guess Napier's probably going to be the one to put them in.
I hope not.
Do you need me to scoot back a little bit?
I think it's Mike's turn to put the items in Drunk's mouth.
Are you going to describe what's happening?
No.
To the people?
I hope.
Well, you have to do one or the other, Napier. You either have to be the one to feed the items to Drunk, or you have to describe what's happening to the people.
Okay.
Because we're an audio medium, Napier.
I will be the feeder.
You're going to be the feeder?
Yeah.
But first, he's got to go wash his hands.
Turn on the Skype and make Travis be the describer.
I'm not doing that.
All right, Napier. Here is the first item that is going in Drunk's mouth. Now, Drunk just knows. Like, Drunk...
Do I take the middle part out?
I don't know.
The middle part's going to fall out if I don't.
Well, I feel like that's part of the thing, though, right?
Okie dokie.
Okay, so they're asking in the chat if they can call you Ryan.
Sure.
You're fine being called Ryan?
Sure.
I'm going to still call you Drunk. Okay, Napier is going to put the first item in Drunk's mouth. Drunk has his mouth agape. He's putting the item in his mouth. Okay, you got it. Napier is going to put it in a different way, I guess, so that Drunk can hold it.
I'm going to guess small ceramic flower pot.
Drunk, that is a small ceramic flower pot. You are
correct. Yay!
Drunk is 1-for-1. Congratulations, Drunk. It's very impressive.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Drunk is very good at this game, guys. I'm removing the packaging from these items
as
I give them to Napier. So you know they are brand new.
Just fresh, brand spanking new. I like it.
Oh, this has like a zip tie on it. I probably need to get a scissors to get the zip tie off of it.
You do need to know, though, regardless if they are in individual packaging or not, they were made in China, where standards in factories are not very high.
All right, Drunk, are you ready for the second item? Okay, you got it. You got it in your mouth there. Good job. Tell us what you're thinking, buddy. What do you? He dropped it. He dropped it out of his mouth.
I feel like I got a handle.
Okay.
So,
you got a handle on a guess, or you got a handle in your mouth?
Both. And now there's rope in my mouth, so I'm going to go with jump rope.
Drunk, that is a jump rope. Congratulations. Oh. You are 2-for-2. See, because it's spring-themed, the kids, they've been cooped up in their homes all winter long. They've been aching to get out there and jump some rope.
I'll tell you what, you may or may not be 2-for-2 on things I will bring home this week.
That is part of what's in Drunk's mouth, is anything we put in Drunk's mouth, he can then keep. All right, Drunk.
All right, ready for item number 3.
Ready for item number 3. Napier is going to put it in your mouth. Drunk has it in his mouth.
I'm going to guess Frisbee.
Wow. You know what, guys? Drunk went three for three.
Bum, ba, da, bum.
Drunk eviscerated the spring theme.
I feel like we should almost just retire his number because he's so good at this game.
You think we shouldn't even play anymore because he's too damn good at it? You know, I feel like the last couple times we did it, he was missing one here and there. I guess those weren't particularly hard. They were large items. They were large items that we were putting in his mouth. I don't know. Good job, Drunk, as always.
Congratulations, buddy.
Drunk has opened his invitation to the baby shower.
Congratulations.
You have $3 worth of items to take home tonight as a prize. It's great.
Do I get to come see your haunted house?
No, it's a dog park.
No, Drunk, you get to go see the dog park. Not a dog park, Drunk.
Is this the dog park you got married in?
Yes. The dog park.
Okay. I will be grilling pork, steak, and chicken.
I'll only go if you go. That's my new stipulation, is I'm only going if Drunk goes, because I just want to see Drunk interact.
I see that it says noon, but are you going to be there early?
Well, I'll be there early.
No, Napier will not be there early. Napier was 5 minutes late to his own wedding.
I can be there about like 11 and hang out for like half hour or so.
I really want Drunk to go up to my...
The Rio Grande.
OBG
huh?
Ryan.
Nice.
That's not bad.
What's a park steak? What do you mean, what's a park steak? A park steak is fucking delicious.
Travis, did you see that the Bellagio Hotel was robbed?
What'd they
by
get?
Guys in pig masks?
What? Like Ocean's 14 crossed
it's
with...
fucking cool as fuck, man. You don't see many pig mask robberies anymore. You know, the bank robbery thing, I feel like it's kind of romanticized in film, but you don't see many bank robberies, and when you do, they're pretty lame. It's just like a guy with a note.
Yeah, like, you know, all not, tweaked out on meth.
It's not the grand gesture that we've come to expect. Just like every wedding in movies is interrupted by somebody who wants to fuck the bride.
Or by a dude pumping a septic tank.
But there's not many big bank robberies with guys in masks and guns running in and trying to get out. But the Bellagio Hotel is like a whole goddamn thing. You know, there's a lot of ins and outs and what have yous, and people are around, and it's not just like in the front door or out the front door.
Did they get out the front door?
I don't know. All I saw was that there was a robbery. I don't know anything about it. I just wanted to encourage more people to strong arm rob banks, because I think that it's a cool thing that I like to see.
You know what makes me sad is that most of the people in the chat don't know what a pork steak is.
Is pork steaks a regional reference? Travis, do you not have pork steaks?
Of course we have pork steaks. Everybody has pork steaks.
No, everybody does not have pork steaks. It's a Midwest thing.
That can't be right.
Yeah, it is.
That is a thing.
Yeah, pork
steak. What do they do with the rest of the pig then?
They cook the whole shoulder. You don't cut the shoulder into steaks. You make pulled pork out of it, and that's it.
Well, they're doing it wrong.
I know. Pork steaks pork steaks are delicious.
I think you can make pork steaks out of the pork butt as well.
Well, that is the butt. The shoulder is the butt.
I like a pork steak that's just been sitting in a crock pot for like a whole day. So they're nice and tender.
Oh, no, I like mine
and
smothered
they
just in
malls. Fall apart. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's how I like malls is the way to go. With
that's how I like my pork steak. You know, they're kind of thin, and so, you know, you don't have to cook them all that long, like on a grill. But like if you cook them in a crock pot, then they just fucking sit there all day and just kind of just get to a point where they just fucking melt, man.
Mm.
Yeah, I know, right? See, that's how you make a pork steak. You just throw those fucking things in a crock pot and just let them sit.
My wife's got a recipe that she brings out every once in a while if we have pork steaks, and they cook in the oven, but there's some sauce that she puts together, and it's got like diced tomatoes and shit. Oh, my pork steak, guys. You get a pork steak.
I like mine on the grill with a shit ton of malls until it like gets a thick lacquer on there.
I don't know what that one word, the one word that you guys keep using. What is malls?
It's a barbecue sauce. Don't base that barbecue, maul it.
Yeah, it's the same.
You gotta maul it. Pull that dish sauce on. Maul it.
That's how the commercial goes.
Iron Fist is just shitty Batman.
Iron Fist is a shitty Batman. He's not even a good fucking Iron Fist. He's like a third-rate fucking Aquaman with his hand.
See, and that's the problem, ultimately, that we're running into now, is like all the good ones, I feel like they have.
Yeah, just wait till they make a Dark Hawk movie.
Shit.
I mean, I don't feel like we really, truly needed Ant-Man. I think Ant-Man was kind of fucking pushing it.
Make way for Sleepwalker.
I mean, is there any Travis? I mean, you're a comic book historian. Is there any left that like really need to be made?
Oh, Cloak and Dagger.
I mean, now I assume since Deadpool and Wolverine were both hits, we'll probably get Lobo soon, right?
There are so many villains that need to be used because every time they make a fucking Spider-Man movie, they got to try to do like a Green Goblin knockoff. They need to do a Hobgoblin. They need to do a Venom. They need to do correctly. Kraven would make it great. Like,
what do you mean Venom correctly? Are you saying Topher Grace wasn't a quality Venom?
There was literally three screen grabs from that movie that actually were pretty great, and otherwise, awful.
Yeah, emo Spider-Man was not a good Spider-Man.
No. You know what comic book movie I need? The Brett Hull comic book from the 90s from
got those.
I still got them too.
Yeah, he was like
he had to go to the future to like save hockey.
I'll tell you what, Brett Hull in the future, fat as fuck.
And you know what?
Real Brett Hull? Seriously, Google Brett Hull. That dude's fat as a motherfucker now. He ain't playing hockey in the future. He's drinking beer and dying of heart disease.
So the comic book wasn't accurate.
Yeah. Brett Hull went to the future, Travis, and he was fighting crime through hockey. You know, like the Flash, he solves crimes by running fast.
Yeah.
Brett Hull somehow fought bad hockey teams on the ice.
Oh, that reminds me of NFL Super Pro. His first issue guest starred Spider-Man.
So Brett Hull went into the future to fight corporate hockey. That's literally what the fucking comic book was about. Like, no, you can't do hockey by the numbers. You got to do it old school.
Make it fun.
Put your stick in his fucking ribs. Give him some chin music. Punch him in the face so hard he doesn't remember what his kids look like.
Speaking of comic books, I had to be talked down from the ledge on buying a piece of original art this week. There was a splash page listed on eBay by the co-creator of my favorite Green Lantern, Kyle Rayner. It was a splash page with him in the grasps of Mongul, and it had first page trade dress and everything, and the guy wanted $800.
No.
And I thought, I'm going to cut this in half because there's best offers accepted. And I'm like, I'll give him $400 for this item. And I thought, he's going to block me and ignore me. But he countered with a $625, and I was really itching. Really, really, like
Travis,
a crackhead scratching the top of my head. But that's like a house payment. So
Travis, you're never going to get that $625 back.
No, I'll get the splash page, the Green Lantern 54 splash page, page one.
But then that $625, it's gone forever.
No, the guy that I gave it to for the splash page would have it. It's not gone. He's got it now. Do you see?
So you were talked off the ledge? Did the person who talked you off the ledge say something very similar to what I just said?
No, actually, I was talked off. I had to talk it out because I would never actually be talked off the ledge in my house. It's just like, yeah, whatever, do whatever you want. And I had to say, oh, but it's like a house payment. And then I heard, yep. And then I was like, oh, well.
What's a splash page?
It's a full page, the full page art. You know how they're broke up in boxes and shit in a comic book on any given page? A splash page is one full page of one picture.
Huh. That means that something like really good happened.
Yeah, he's getting choked out.
Yeah. So they're saying like, whoa, this one needs a whole fucking page.
Yeah, and it was like the first page too. So you open up the cover and you're like, oh, what's happening to our hero? He's being choked out, lifted off the ground by this giant yellow man.
Who's the yellow man?
Mongul? You remember Mongul?
I don't remember Mongul.
What? He's like a dark side knockoff.
So he's yellow and his name is Mongul, which is really close to Mongoloid.
It's very close.
Do you feel like most people you could describe by giving like comparisons to other people?
Yes.
I mean, we just said that Iron Fist is shitty Batman. Mongul is a shitty dark side. Really, everybody is kind of a different version of something else. Everything's all pretty fucking similar, really.
Yeah, Travis is like a shitty version of Nick Cage in that movie Weatherman, where it was already kind of depressing, but I like take that and exponentially compound it.
Travis, shitty Weatherman Hulse.
Trying to teach my daughter to shoot a bow and arrow, but I don't even know how to do it myself.
I got really into that Missing Richard Simmons. I told you guys about Missing Richard Simmons. Did any of you listen to it after I recommended listening to it?
No.
The conclusion of it was pretty much, dude's just in his house, and you don't want to talk to anybody, so leave him the fuck alone. Yeah, he don't want to be around anymore. And that's what it came down to, pretty much. And I read a article. I don't remember what the publication was. I'll probably end up posting it on Facebook or something about they were, you know, saying that, you know, the whole Missing Richard Simmons thing kind of, you know, it boils down to, like, celebrities don't really fucking owe us anything. And, like, if he wants to go away, he doesn't have to say bye. He can just fucking go away.
Yeah, he can retire anytime he wants to.
Right. But I guess the whole thing kind of boils down to like a culture that all thinks that, you know, like a, you know, you're like a LaShawn McCoy, the football player. There was a whole bunch of stuff about how he didn't tip, and like everybody was talking about how he's a millionaire and that he should be a good tipper, and like you know, you hear stories all the time about people who didn't have time. You know, they were with their kids and they didn't want to sign an autograph, and people think that they're dickheads because they didn't want to sign an autograph. And I guess they don't really fucking owe us anything.
No, they're just people.
Yeah, and that guy fucking, Richard Simmons has lived his whole fucking life helping people, and he's old now and he just wants to chill the fuck out and just leave him the fuck alone.
Pretty much.
But I like Chuck Berry died just a couple of days ago. St. Louis legend Chuck Berry. And I've seen a whole bunch of stories about Chuck Berry and that he was kind of a dick. I mean, you know, he made videos of women making toilet. I mean, that's been well documented. But other stuff, like, you know, that he demanded to be paid in cash, and he would like walk out on stage with his guitar in a case and plug in and play. And he wouldn't say bye to anybody. He'd just put his guitar back in the case and fucking leave when he was done. And I guess, you know, the thing is, like, should he, like, feign some kind of, appreciation to the people that paid to come see him play? I mean, should he, like, you know, act like he appreciates it when really he's just there to do a job?
It depends. I mean, first of all, you don't want to shit on your customers. And that's what fans are. They're the fucking customers.
Right.
And when you hear about, you know, one of your heroes doing shitty things, it's in your best interest not to do shitty things so that people give you more money. When you're a public figure like that, I mean.
But I mean, like, you know, he played the guitar. That's what they came there to see him do. And then he left. And then he went and got in a cab and they were clapping for a encore and he was gone.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that baseball player that was like shitting on minorities and gays and in like a
John Rocker?
Yeah. You know what John Rocker owed to anybody? Not a fucking thing.
No, he went out there and threw the ball 96 miles an hour and they paid him to do that.
And you know what happened when he made those shitty comments? He didn't get to throw that ball 90 miles an hour anymore.
Oh, sure he did. They didn't fire John Rocker. John Rocker, there's a
what's
guy.
What's he doing now?
There was a thing on fucking.
That was 20 years
yeah,
ago.
That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, I think he wrote a book. I think he's a hero to old grumpy white men everywhere. There was a thing on Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel about a guy who like ran over a guy with his car, and he did 13 years in jail, and he got out, and the Texas Rangers signed him to a contract because the guy can still throw the ball 97 miles an hour. And, you know, they were asking the GM, hey, man, do you think it's right that you're condoning the guy running somebody over with his car? He's like, I mean, the guy did fucking 13 years in jail.
You're selling the game to people.
If we can find 100 people that can throw the ball as fast as this guy fucking can, then no, we wouldn't. But, I mean, this guy gets people out, and ultimately that's what we're here to do.
Same reason that people like Michael Vick come out of prison for dogfighting and go directly back into the NFL.
Right.
Because
guy's
hey,
insanely
look,
fucking talented.
Very talented. We're going to pay him to do that again.
So do you remember when Slava Vanyov, what's his name, the hockey player, like beat the shit out of his wife?
No. No.
I was reading a thing today about the women's national team, and somebody had this stupid fucking comic book up about how women deserve to be paid to play sports because they're sick and tired of seeing people like fucking Slava Vanyov beating the shit out of their wives and then going to start the next hockey game. And I don't understand how the two are related or why they should be.
But I mean, I guess what I'm getting at with Richard Simmons and Chuck Berry and all that shit is like, you know, You can go to a restaurant and you could eat like the best fucking hash browns you ever had in your fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what the guy that made your hash browns does in his personal time.
Nope.
I mean, you don't know if he's beat his fucking wife.
No, but you don't see him. You're not. His name isn't on a fucking jersey that you get from IHOP.
But you have that jersey because he's good at hockey.
No,
you have that jersey because. You know,
you have that jersey because you like the team that he plays for. So it's the same thing. You have the jersey because he plays for a team you like, and that cook cooks at a restaurant you like.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I don't really know what any of the guys who I've grown up liking do in their personal life.
I heard Bobby Hall used to beat the shit out of his wife and kids. That's what I heard.
Well, one of my favorite things about the internet and Facebook and shit was that I was able to, like, talk to like favorite authors and like comic book writers and shit, like when it was in its infancy, like years ago. But now one of the worst things about Facebook and social media is that I get to see what people that I like authors and comic book artists and writers talk about and their views and their feelings. I don't need to see that because it makes me not care for what they do so much.
So you wish you didn't know?
Yes, absolutely.
They're like, I want to see your splash pages. Right. That's why I'm following you. But at the same time, I saw a guy on Twitter the other day. He was like an ESPN commentator or something that said something about Trump or something on his Twitter page. And there was like five people that replied to this guy, why don't you stick to football? And like at the same time, I understand what you're saying, Travis. Like, I would never tell somebody that they couldn't have an opinion about whatever they want and that they had to stick to football.
No, of course not.
You find a guy that works at Subway and you're going to fucking track him down and yell at him, tell him to stick to sandwich artisting.
You know what I do with artists and writers that I don't agree with their politics or enjoy their points of view? I stop looking at their feeds. I unfollow and unfriend and whatever.
But
I
can you separate their work from them? Like, are they forever tainted? Are they ruined for you forever?
Not at all. If I'm not bombarded by it every day, by my own choice, by the way, because it is my choice to, like, follow and friend them. If I'm not bombarded by it every day, I don't care. I don't care. I enjoy the things that they're putting out into the world. And they make me feel a certain way. Their personal feelings or beliefs, I don't care at all. One of my favorite things that I ever did was in the infancy of my relationship with my wife is we saw Bill Cosby. And like I think we were like dating for like a year, maybe two. And we saw Bill Cosby here locally.
Had he raped anybody at that point? Well, I mean, he had, yeah. But you didn't know about it.
He did make comments about the university, because it was at a university at their field house, and he did make a comment about the cheerleader who must have been his like student liaison. He did make a comment about her right on stage, and I thought that was a little off. But
she looks like she'd be easy to rape.
It was actually more of a she was a little bit thicker gal, so and she was a cheerleader, and he made a comment about how she probably wasn't the one at the top of the pyramid.
Fair enough. I mean, she'd probably agree with you.
So it was a little, she did laugh, but it looked like a uncomfortable, I don't know how to respond to this guy calling me fat laugh.
Yeah. Drunk.
Follow me on Twitter, drunkardstl.
Doing 7 shows next week, guys.
7 shows.
That seems like a lot, right?
It's a lot of shows. We're doing 7 shows to celebrate our 300th episode.
They might only be 5 minutes apiece, but there will be 7 of them.
Show for every day of the week next week. So, guys, look out for that. Thanks for sticking with us as long as you have.
$2.99. This is the first appearance of Venom, not credited in Amazing Spider-Man. It was actually $300, but you do get a glimpse of Venom in Amazing Spider-Man $2.99. So you're getting a glimpse on what's in store for the show in episode 300.
Napier, do you have anything else you want the people to know about? Follow you on Twitter at the Napes.
I'm not on Twitter. But yeah, Iron Fist is fun. Just don't go in there like questioning shit. Just don't question it. Just this happened. They went to China. They beat up a broad. They brought her back home. All in an afternoon. Don't question it. It's not worth it.
Drunk. Anything you want the people to know about?
Drunk's pick of the week is the Arby's Max. Go get that shit. It's delicious.
What about the Arby's Euro?
I could live without those, but the
I love those. I had those for 3 straight meals.
Yeah,
I had it for dinner, and I had it for lunch the next day, and I had it for dinner the next night.
Do you get like the authentic ones or the roast beef ones?
I get one authentic one, and I get one turkey one.
You didn't have breakfast that day? You should have breakfast that day, Mike. It's
no,
most
I skip
thing.
Breakfast. I skip it. I have a beverage in the morning, and that's good. Travis, what do you got? What do you want the people to know?
Travis's pick of the week is Korean zombie flick Train to Busan. It's now available on Netflix. I enjoyed it very much, and I think if you are a fan of the genre, you will enjoy it as well.
Excellent.
Train to Busan.
Guys, a lot of shows next week. It'll be fun, though.
Should we announce our special guest or just let him find out?
Oh, there's a bunch of guests.
Sir Ian McKellen, Patrick Stewart.
We got a whole bunch of shit in store for you, so hang on to your fucking hats.
That wife beater hockey guy will be on.
Slava, slap your wife. Well, that's my mama. I cared so much for you. I was love blind and I couldn't see.
Kevin Bacon will be on the show. 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. Academy Award winner Emma Stone will be on the show. You might remember a man named Jonathan Silverman from a motion picture called Little Sister, starring Alyssa Milano, where he cross-dressed to infiltrate a sorority. He'll be with us on the show. Busy week. When I cared so much for you, was love blind and I couldn't see.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye. Thank you.
guys, it's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 Central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at WFODix.com. Call in. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODShow or Facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to WFODShow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balzonia, and Joni B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, it's me. We have a Patreon now. I know. You've changed, Mike. Look, we're not going to make a thing about this. The show is happening whether you contribute money to it or not. But if you want to throw a buck or two at the dudes who make that thing you like, there it is. Go to WFODix.com and find it in the Extras tab. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes, too. Fuck, I have changed.
Sizzle that flavor in.
And when you maul it,
watch them all go wild.
Maul it.
Next time, don't just baste your barbecue. Do the one thing that's sure to make it a great barbecue.
Maul it.